Now turn to Section 3. Section 3, you will hear four students discussing their geography project. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi Alison, how are you?
Hi Tony, I'm good. Are the other two here yet?
Not yet. Oh, here they are now. Hi Greg, hi Sophie.
Hi Tony, hi Alison.
Hi guys. Are we late?
Not at all. Well, let's get down to it right away. As you know, we're talking about our geography project today, and our task is to survey an area to see whether it would be suitable for a new supermarket. Alison, you told me yesterday that you had an idea of how to start.
Yes, well the first thing is that we'll have to choose the actual site that we wish to survey. Once that's done, we'll need to do certain preparation work.
So, does anyone have any idea of a suitable site to survey? Sophie, you're good at this.
Thanks, Greg. I've got some ideas. There is a farmer's field on Castle Road, just after the road leaves town and goes over the bridge. That could be a good place. Another possible site I found was in the town centre, at the old cigarette factory. Finally, there's a possible site at the airport. Here are some notes I made for everyone. How's that, Greg?
Excellent. I like the one at the cigarette factory. That'll be great for people to go to without having to travel too far. I also think that the town council would provide grants to help develop that site, as it's been abandoned for a long time.
That's true, Greg. But if you look at Sophie's notes, it says that the size of the site is limited. Not that many people will go on foot, and while there'll be enough room for the actual supermarket building, there'll be no room for a car park.
That's a good point, Alison. The potential cost of the site will be a lot higher too, as it's in the town centre.
It's just a project, though. We won't actually need to buy a site.
No, but doing costs in the project will all be part of how we're assessed. We will need to look at all start-up costs as well as income forecasts for the first 10 years of operation.
Okay, I see that it's important.
I like the idea of the site by the river. It shouldn't be too expensive, and the site near the edge of the town would be good for people to get to. There's the town ring road that goes nearby the site as well.
Yes. However, the problem I see with that site is that it's too close to the river. We've had years with lots of rain recently and the river's been known to burst its banks. There would maybe have to be a great deal of protection building to be done.
I suppose that would be something our survey would address.
In fact, that might be something extra for us to explore that we wouldn't normally have the opportunity to study. It could work in our favour.
And now the airport site?
It seems there's nothing particularly challenging about that site. The land wouldn't be too expensive and there's plenty of road access because of the people going to the airport.
Actually, I heard airport sites can be quite expensive.
Yes, and although there is plenty of road access, the airport is not actually that close to the town. It's not that convenient.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
So, I think we all agree on the Castle Road site next to the river. So, Sophie, what's next?
We really need to decide who does what. There are a number of jobs to be done before we actually get to go to the field and survey it. If we can get everything done quickly, we can do the survey at the weekend.
So, what's the first thing?
We need to get authorization from the farmer to be on his land. If we can't do that, there's no point in starting to gather any information.
I can do that. I'll nip down to the town surveyor's office and find the name and address of the owner. I'll go straight away and talk to him or her.
Thanks, Alison. Now, one of the important early things is to find out whether there are any other development plans scheduled for that specific area, or in any other area that would affect what we're planning.
I can try and do that, but I'm not sure what the procedure is.
It's easy, Greg. You just go down to the surveyor's office again and ask for all proposed plans for that postcode. I can text you the postcode later.
Thanks, Tony. That's my job organised then.
Now, when we start to survey the field, we'll need certain equipment. You asked about equipment, didn't you, Alison?
I spoke to Professor Johnson yesterday, and we can borrow all the necessary equipment from the department. I'll check that all the equipment is free at the weekend.
Good. Anything else?
Yes, Professor Johnson also told me that we have to pay a £200 deposit for the equipment.
I don't have that kind of money.
I can pay the deposit as long as I get it back. My parents have just put some money in the bank from a job I did for the summer. I can get it from the bank when we need it.
It should only be for 2 days, Tony. We can get everything done in that time.
Okay, I'll pay the deposit and pick up the equipment from the department.
Don't get it just yet. We have to get the authorization to be on the land first.
Okay.
So, if we can get all these jobs done over the next 3 days, we can meet again on Thursday. If all is okay, we could get the equipment on Friday and survey the field at the weekend.
Good.
Well, thanks everyone. I'd better be off. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.